Okay, ladies and gentlemen, well, I'll tell you what, I'd love to get this call underway because I think there are so many great things to share with each and every one of you. We have some incredible speakers this evening, and we're going to be recording this so that each and every one of our biomedics distributors can enjoy the value of this call. Today is our Meaningful Monday call. My name is Ted Silverberg. I'm the president of Biomedics, and I get to host these Meaningful Monday calls every Monday, which for me is something to look forward to. I know a lot of people have some sort of J-O-B where they don't love getting up for a Monday. I actually love getting up because I not only get to talk to people that are excited about their weekends, excited about what's going on, but I talk to people every single week that are excited about what they have upcoming for that week. And today we're in the Biomedics Recording Studio for this Meaningful Monday call, and the title of this call is Inspiring People I'd Like You to Meet. And in just a moment, I am going to introduce you to three people that I think are helping to inspire a whole nation of people that are out there looking for something better out of life. Again, I understand that there are people talking recession. I understand that there are people talking to us about how sales are down and things are flat and money's tough and the economy's tough. But if you talk to people that are inspired, if you talk to people that have a purpose in life, if you talk to people that have a belief in what they do, those type of people inspire each and every one of us and allow us to ensure what's great about America, and that is that America is the land of opportunity, and biomedics is the new American dream. You know, let me ask you a question before we get started with these wonderful people. How many of you on the phone really understand people? Because that's what we're in. We're in the people business. We're in the helping people business. We're in the helping people be successful, happy, and healthy business. How many of you really understand people? In other words, do you meet people and just sort of say hello, take everything they say for face value, or do you really think about where they're coming from, why are they saying that, you know, what's going on with them? Because there's a lot of great things in this world, and it's really an enjoyable place to be when you can meet people and understand where they're coming from. So what I'd like to do today, tonight, on this call, is share with you friends of mine, and I literally consider each one of these three people a friend at this point in my life, who are inspiring others to go for all that life has to offer. So I hope you'll help me welcome Lorraine and Michelle Pierre Amon and Lisa Hale. And what I'd like to do first is, Lorraine, I'd like to ask you a few questions and have you answer them, and then we'll move on to Michelle Pierre, and then we'll end with some what I believe will be some outstanding content from Lisa Hale. And I know we're going to get incredible content from all three of you. But, Lorraine, you're on the call. Tell me, what does it feel like to achieve sales director with Biomedics?
It's such a feeling of fulfillment and satisfaction because it was something that I set my goal to do in January when I made a decision to really work Biomedics as a business. Before that, I was really a product user and sharing it, you know, here and there. But I made a real decision in January to go for it and to use all the tools that Biomedics has. And so I didn't know in January when I made that decision the obstacles that I'd have to face between January and September. September is when I wanted to go to be the sales director. So having fulfilled it as of September 30th, it's such a sense of accomplishment. And my whole desire for wanting to do it is really to encourage and inspire others. That is one of the biggest whys that my husband and I have, other than obviously just the lifestyle that it will give he and I that we're looking for. But, you know, our goal in life has always been whatever we go through in life, we always feel that we're fighting for somebody bigger than us and that life is bigger than us and we should be part of a team that's bigger than us. So we've always stood for those values and we're fighting for somebody more than ourselves and we want to encourage other people and bring them along with us.
Well, tell me, what did you learn while you were achieving this? Because, again, as you said, it's a goal. You had to set it out. You had to commit to it. What did you learn, you know, during the journey of achieving the goal?
Wow. I learned that a lot of it comes from just determination and going for it. And then making that decision, there is such a power in making a decision, such a power in speaking it, not being afraid to speak it. You had said to me early on in Biomedics words that I'll never forget, and you said, you know, go for it, set your goal, and for some reason, if you miss it, you know, we're still here, to support you. We'll focus on how far you came, and you'll take a better route. So I'm not afraid to speak it. I went into this month in September on August 29th, sending an email to Frankie and Teresa and letting them know that we were going to go for it. I knew the challenges that were in front of me, and when the obstacles came, and they come to everybody, it was really pressing through them and, kind of just overcoming what's in front of you and seeing yourself on the other end and sticking to the core that's inside you of why you're doing it.
Okay, and it's always been my belief, and you and I have discussed this, to really achieve any goal, there's two commitments you have to make. One is a commitment to yourself, which should be a commitment in writing, and the other is a commitment to people that you care about by sharing your goal, sharing your commitment to do it. Can you maybe talk for a moment on what you did in regards to your commitment in writing and in sharing with other people what your goal was for the month?
Sure. Like I said, on August 29th, I had gotten up, my family was sleeping, and it was time for me to think about September. And I'll be honest, I felt like August was my most challenging month yet. As I shared with you, our children were home. They had not gone to camp this summer, so I had children. They're young. They need to be watched. You know, we have a big swimming pool and so forth. And, you know, we wake up every day, and, Mommy, what are we doing today? So I had them from home from June 25th until September 8th, and they literally were with me all the time. They were never really at anybody else's house or out doing other things. So they're with me all the time. So to be honest with you, by the end of August, I had that, and I love my children, and I'm very hands-on. So I'm very focused as their mother, and that's my first priority. But I still stayed consistent, and that's a key with biomedics, and consistency in the small things and the duplicatable plan. But I, had a couple of things, challenges come my way, and I literally felt like it took the wind out of me. And when I speak, I always speak honestly like I am now, just because my heart is to be real and to encourage others with the things that we face. So I kind of felt like the wind was knocked out of me, and I thought, oh, no, I don't know if I can do this. And I got up that morning, August 29th, and I looked in my little red notebook that I have, the conference calls that I listen to with you and Chris on. I have notes in there, and I have my goals in there. And I looked up, and it said, sales director by September. So I sent an email. I thought it through, and I said, there's never a perfect time. And if I start basing my life on when it seems like it can happen or when it's the easiest time for it to happen or the perfect time, I won't go anywhere in life. And I wouldn't have what I have now in life if I had that philosophy. So I wrote Frankie and Teresa an email, and I told them where I was at and what I was going for. And even though at that moment it felt nearly impossible, I knew that I was going to go for it anyway and stay with the commitment that's set before me, and that's what I did. And then, I worked very closely one-on-one with our team members. It wasn't like we were on a group call. So during the month, as I was speaking to, my team member, this one or that one, I would tell them, and I would say to them, although I feel very challenged, and it's early on for us, having only made the commitment in January, I'm going to go for it, guys, because I want you to see that if I can't go for it, how can I support you to go for your dreams? So I let them see me vulnerable, which in all honesty was challenging, but I thought I'd rather them see me vulnerable and courageous than just see me sit on the sidelines and be in fear. And so that's how I shared it with my team members. And then they were really excited and supportive and just felt like it just did so much in their life and brought them to such a higher level. And I value each one of them, no matter where they're at in their business volume or in their growth. I just see such potential in them and love working with them. So it was awesome.
There's two other things that to achieve a goal this great, you're going to come up against obstacles. So tell me two things. When you came up against an obstacle, when you ran into something that could have set you back or slowed you down or given you a valid excuse not to achieve your goals, What did you do to overcome that? And then as well, what are you doing to develop yourself and your leadership skills?
Well, when I came up against an obstacle, I was acutely aware that I truly believe that when you set a goal, obstacles will come. Like, there never is, if you watch any athlete, there never is a perfect form, and there never is a perfect, you know, a perfect run without challenges. So when those obstacles came, and Teresa and Frankie will tell you, I called them only to say to them, I just incurred a huge obstacle. I want to recognize it. I'm going to talk it out. I'm going to shake it off. And I'm not stopping. And I'm not being diverted. And I'm not going to look to the left or to the right. I understand obstacles will come, but I'm going to stay focused. And I'm going to keep going for it. And, you know, I didn't ignore it and make believe, you know, oh, it's not there, because I don't think that's reality. Because sometimes, you know, then if you don't recognize it's there, you kind of, it hinders you without you knowing it. You know, it's subconsciously. So I'm the kind of person, I'll recognize it, I'll feel the hit for the moment, and then I'll say, okay, I fell off the horse, I'm getting back on, I'm going for it, and I'm staying focused. And that's exactly what we did when we did incur those obstacles. As far as my leadership skills, what I am doing to... What was the last, second part of the question?
Well, sort of, what are you doing to develop your leadership skills? For you to obviously continue on, to go from sales director to managing director to executive director, and executive director to platinum executive director, now the key would be to continue to develop your leadership skills. What would you say you're doing to develop your leadership skills?
Well, first, I really feel that I want to hold on to what I have. I want to really build, you know, from beneath. I feel that it's so important to have a firm foundation that I really feel at this juncture to really firm down what I have and firm down the simple, duplicatable plan. And then it's my job now to teach others. And that's what I love to do. And, you know, people always say, and I've always heard the expression, and it's so true, you have not learned something until you can teach it. And I love to learn. I love to learn to everything in life, in my own life as well as other people's lives. I love to hear the stories of other people, what they've been through, the challenges they've faced, how they've overcome. But at this point, we just want to firm down what we have and then teach others what we've learned in a very simple, duplicatable plan, and encourage them and inspire them and tell them that you can go for it. We're going to continue to go for it, but it is a team. And, you know, to be successful in biomedics, which is what I love, is that you do work with others and you work closely with others. And I've learned so much from the people that are above me, and now there's enough in me where I can turn around and teach it to others. And then if I get stuck, I'll just go above me, you know, if I have to. But it's time for us to turn around and to teach it to others and continue that self-growth, because I always say it, but there's so much self-growth involved. I mean, particularly, I could tell you in the month of September, I don't think I wasn't the same girl on September 30th that I was on August 29th when I wrote that email, because there was a lot of self-growth that went on with the growth in our organization. They go hand in hand, and success definitely comes from the inside out. There's no doubt about it, which is why it's so brilliant that we have the Monday night calls with you, inspiring us and in teaching us and motivating us and being the life coach in biomedics, because that's truly where success is found. So that's what we're going to be doing with our group.
All right. Well, thank you for sharing. Yeah, I know you have an incredible partner that is extremely supportive and helpful, and I know the two of you do this together, and that's your husband, Michel Pierre. And Michel, tell me, what does it feel like to you to achieve sales director and achieve an incredible goal like that?
It means a lot because, as you know, Lisa would know, and Frankie and people that have achieved that kind of title, it takes a lot to achieve that. It's not just doing one thing, you know, it's doing all the little things together in a particular month, whether it be, you know, the three-way calls, the home meetings, the, you know, using the website and the podcast, you know, and just basically everything, and then just seeing it all come together and achieving the goal that you set out for, not only from September 1st, but from January 1st, as Lorraine had said. And it's very exciting how, you know, step by step, going from level to level, from, you know, consultant to supervisor to platinum supervisor and then sales director. Very fulfilling, and it's encouraging to see that it can be done, even when, you know, Lorraine thought that, you know, there's just a small possibility in the beginning of the month, and we felt there's a window of opportunity that we can do it, even though it looked unsurmountable to the fact from the first day of September to go back and then make it on the 30th of September. It's an exciting thing, and it's very fulfilling.
Well, let's talk about that for a second. So sometimes you're looking out there at a big, vast expanse, and there's only a small possibility. I know you're an athlete. I know you love sports. Is there any metaphor or analogy that you could share with us about, you know, what you have to go for to win? I know you're a big Giants fan.
Yes. I think Lorraine would word it best when she was talking about the Eli Manning story. She and I watched it together. So I'm going to let her share it on the Eli Manning with the Super Bowl. Go ahead, Lorraine.
Well, sure. Yeah, we are big Giant fans, and I'll never forget. And actually, this was one of the things that really inspired us to go for it in September, because, again, it was just our personal goal, and it's personal goals that you make. And we want to do it because we want to do it for others. But Eli Manning, 2 years ago, the Giants were in the Super Bowl, and we were watching the game, and I always say everybody who thinks my husband's mild-mannered needs to see him through a sporting event because he was wild. And they had 2 minutes left to play in the game, and Eli Manning being the quarterback, they were down by 7 points, so he had 2 minutes to make that touchdown.
Down by 4 points.
They were down by 4 points.
He had to get a touchdown.
He had to get a touchdown to win. So Michelle was jumping up and down on the bed, screaming and yelling, and I was turning my head, grimacing, going, I can't watch. Please tell me when it's over. Oh, my God. And I kept thinking, how is that man going to handle that pressure? I don't know if I can handle that pressure. Millions of people watching you, and you've got 2 minutes, and you're either going to make it or break it. And needless to say, he threw that touchdown. The receiver caught it, and the Giants won the game. And I watched all the post-game shows, and I'll never forget it, because when they interviewed Eli Manning and they said to him, what were you thinking? What were you thinking at that moment? I mean, you had 2 minutes left if you didn't get that touchdown, you know? And I was thinking to myself, what was he thinking? Was he, you know, what would most people kind of sabotage in that moment? And he said, what I was thinking was, this is the moment that every quarterback waits for. And that impacted me because I thought, well, you know, that's life. When you feel so challenged and you feel, oh, my God, I only got 2 minutes left and it's make it or break it, but I got to go for it. And I thought, what an incredible posture that he took. So actually, that's how Eli Manning played into us, because when I woke Michelle up on August 29th and I reminded him this was our goal, you know, it's in our red book, you know, we have to look at this. And I said to him, remember Eli Manning, when he was the most challenged and when life challenged him the most and when, you know, the world is saying the economy, you know, is this or that or there's a recession, you have to make that decision. We're not going to listen to those voices, because if we listen to those voices, then we're not going to throw that winning touchdown. We have to stay focused and we have to say, you know what? This is the moment that we've been waiting for, when we feel the most challenged, when life feels challenging. Now we're going to shine. Now we're going to rise. Let's go for it. So we did. We did it, and we thank Eli Manning for giving us that example.
It's almost like the voices against the Giants that said they're not going to do it. And if I remember that year, they basically won 8 road games in a row. And they went into Dallas, said that no one, they're never going to beat the Cowboys, and they beat them. They went into Green Bay, and they said there's no way they're going to beat them on Championship Sunday, below zero kind of weather. And Eli and us basically said, we're not going to listen to the voices of negativity. We're going to go, and we're going to do this thing.
You think that's the first time he ever threw that pass?
I don't know. They showed him doing the practice. And it was not the first time. They practiced and practiced and practiced, and they showed him in the end zone with the receiver showing that exact play. So they had it he had it down, and, you know, I'm sure sometimes it failed, but this time it was successful because they tried it and tried it.
Yeah, there you go. It's that practice. Well, Michelle, can you sum this up for me? And again, I'll come back to the two of you after we talk to Lisa about some of your final thoughts. But, Michelle, if you had to sum up what you've just been through, which was an absolutely incredible month, what would you say you learned? What did you take away from that month?
I would say that if you believe it, you can see it happen. And if you purpose it to happen and have the work and the work ethic and the persistence and the consistency to see it happen, it will happen.
There you go. And I guess the times don't matter, the naysayers don't matter, just like with football or biomedics or anything you do in life, right? It's just about the commitment to yourself. And whether it's Eli Manning or the two of you, you guys believed in yourselves and said, you know what, we're going to do it. It doesn't matter what other people say.
Exactly.
Michelle, Pierre, and Lorraine, I want to put you guys on the spot. So any final thoughts that you guys have and anything that you'd like to share with the people on our Meaningful Monday call?
Well, you know, we kind of, was asked to put down a few things about biometrics and how we achieve the rank, it kind of just leads to everything in with biometrics. You know, if you follow those steps, you will be successful. And pretty much what Lisa said is what the things that we like to do as well. We want to be a real big part of our children. We want to spend time with them and have the opportunity one day that, you know, I'm going to be able to be home and be able to run this business and do it full-time on a full-time basis and be spending more time with them and just enjoying life rather than going and doing a job. So I'm excited for the future, and I look forward to what lies ahead in the near future, and that's pretty much what I would say in wrapping it up. I don't know what Lorraine would have to say about that.
Well, what I would say is pretty much I always go back to that word value, and I always, you know, give that analogy. I think I'd shared it with you once, and I remember you said, you know, you have to share that one day, but because I have young kids, I was, you know, we watched that Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory movie, and I look at that little boy, Charlie, and I look at the other kids, and I'll never forget, you know, and I give this to example to my children all the time, but when Charlie got that ticket, you know, and he knew he had a shot to go into that chocolate factory, he and his grandfather so valued that opportunity, and it made them so different than the other children. And because they valued that opportunity and what they saw and the qualities that they had, they ended up, you know, owning the chocolate factory. And so for us, I just feel that we so, you know, have such value for Biomedics Corporation mm-hmm. as a whole. And then the just incredible business plan that was put into effect that absolutely is the best business plan on the planet. And, you know, I could cry literally over the product line. It has impacted our lives to such a degree.
Mm-hmm.
We were tenacious in finding something for our son. It changed his life. It's helped everyone in our family, from our youngest daughter who started on it at 6 to my father who's 88 years old, and my mom's 78, and she goes to the gym every day and tells people at 78 years old what biomedics does for her and her health. And I still cry when I'm working with people and hearing the results that they get on biomedics. It really, to be in the position to touch other people's lives, see their lives change with the incredible products is an incredible opportunity for us to be in. And then, you know, to give them the opportunity to change their lifestyle through an incredible business plan. And as well as for us as parents of young children that, you know, we're very hands-on 24 hours a day, and we want to give our children the quality of life. You know, my father was one of the first people in New York to have a traditional franchise, and he always believed in the American dream. He raised me that way. And so it's kind of surreal for me to be in this position to have the new American dream and to believe in it and to have the quality of life that we're going to have and that we're looking for. To those that are on the call who may have, you know, are working a business and possibly hitting obstacles or struggling, I would just like to encourage them and to say, you know, delay is not denial. It's going to come if you just don't give up and if you just seek the help and are consistent. I've been in the position in life and wanting, you know, it was 10 years before my husband and I could have our children. So I know what it's like to feel wanting something quicker than it's come, but I also know what it's like to use those life lessons and to never give up, and it will be that much more sweeter. So I would just like to encourage people for that as well, and to just say that we truly are grateful. It's an incredible, incredible opportunity that we have, and we're grateful to have it.
Okay, final question for you too. How will it feel to be recognized in front of your kids on that cruise for your accomplishment?
Oh, it's going to be incredible. It's. I would just want to see their faces when they see us being recognized, and it's such a great example and a great thing for them to experience and to see their parents being honored and recognized, and that they can be so proud that, you know, they saw Mommy and Daddy working really hard, and they saw that they put a goal before them and they accomplished it, and it just gives them a very good example for them as people and as a young person to see that you can achieve your goals if you work hard and you believe in yourself and you go for it. So it's going to be great.
We always teach them at a very early age, you know, find what you love to do in life, be passionate about it, and that we are all put on this earth to make a difference and not be afraid to let your light shine. So they know that Mommy and Daddy love what we do and that we're passionate about it, and we're passionate about seeing other people's lives change. So it's going to be so cool to see them see that come to fruition in our lives and to be that example to them. And they're counting down the sleeps to the cruise, as they call it, and they're excited, and it's just going to be a wonderful feeling, and we're here to be examples for them as well.
All right. Well, Michelle, Pierre, and Lorraine, thank you very, very much.